Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this edition of Get More Referrals Today podcast. I was over the weekend speaking with a couple of different groups, and there was a common theme that popped up when we went in and we started talking about how to engage with our networks. You see, your networks are everybody that's around you. Your clients, your prospects, your past clients, your referral partners, everyone that's on your social media platforms, everyone that's in your CRM, your phone, everyone around you is part of your networks. And the purpose of having networks is to engage with them, is to create conversations with them, is to create opportunities with them. And if you're not doing those things with your networks, it's like, well, why do you have them? What's the point of having networks? But it brought us to then this. Why would you not want to have your clients around you, in terms of why would you not want to have your clients on your social platforms? Why would you not want to be able to like, comment, share on the things that they're doing? You see, it doesn't take much to make people feel warm and fuzzy. So why would you miss out on having that sort of opportunity when it is so easy and so in front of us with the technology of today? Now, sure, there might be 1 or 2% of people listening to this who go, well, for legal reasons, I can't do that sort of stuff. I don't really cop it. Because if you choose to be having somebody on your social platforms and then be able to, from your social platforms, like something that they're doing, they've chosen to be around you. You're not forcing them to be around you. You're not forcing them to be on your social platforms. They've made the choice. So try to get your head around this as a concept. The more you are around your clients in terms of you know what's going on in their world, the more that you can then like the sorts of things that are going on, the closer and more bonded they feel to you. Do you think if your clients felt closer and more bonded to you, that they would be more likely to stay with you longer, talk about you to their network of circles, become a walking billboard for you? Of course they would, because no longer is it really about the transaction. And for most people, that tends to be the problems with their clients. Their clients come, they provide a service, they do a good job, and they think because they're doing a good job, that that's the be-all and end-all, their clients will want to stay forever. Well, no. That's not the case. It never will be the case. You need to be thinking, what else could I do on top of what they already pay me for, what I should be doing, to make someone feel that they are appreciated, cared, listened to? And it's about creating that type of culture within your business. So being able to engage with your networks, perfect. But in this Get More Referrals Today podcast, I want you to focus in on how do you engage better with your clients? What sort of things could you be doing that creates this culture of engagement that shows your clients how much you actually care for them? Because I believe you do. So if you really care for them, why aren't you showing it? What sort of things could you do differently that makes them realize, other than turning up and doing what they pay you to do? And one of the easiest things to do is to have every single one of them across your social platforms. So you can see when they're on that trip to a different country, when they're doing fun things. And then you can bring that up and you can ask, how was that trip throughout the UK? How was that trip over to New Zealand? I saw you were in Thailand riding elephants. Amazing. Because when you start showing an interest in someone else's world, especially your client's world, you'll start to see some different magic that starts to take place. So from a retention point of view, from a walking billboard point of view, from increasing client referral point of view, from just being a decent person point of view, how you engage with your clients as a smaller strategy of your how do you engage with your networks is something that you need to think about. It's something that you need to map out. It was just yesterday where I sat down with our program manager for one of our programs and go, what does our journey look like from day zero when they become part of that program through to day 365, because it's a 12-month program? What happens on day zero, on day five, on day 12, on day 21, on day 40, on day 60, on day 90, on day 120? That's how fine-tuned we take engaging with our clients to be, because we know how important it is. Sure, it's got all the other benefits in terms of retention and walking billboards and referrals and all the rest of it. But even if you just had that, the intention, which is my main intention in doing this, is simply because it's just good business. You should know where your clients are at. You should know what's going on in their world. You should be interested. And if you operate business like that, then you'll always have plenty of business. So I want you to do a couple of things. Doesn't matter where you're listening to this, whether it be on our Get More Referrals Today podcast, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Podbean, whether you're listening to this on our YouTube channel or across any of our social platforms, leave me a comment. What could you do that allows your clients to realize how much you care about them? Sure, sending a birthday card, sending a Christmas gift. Get outside the box. That's boring. That's just, I'm doing it because everyone told me to do it. What other things could you do where they're not expecting that sort of thing to take place? That's what I want you to come up with. So leave me a comment. Hey, if you really like this podcast, make sure you subscribe, whether it be on iTunes, whether it be on Spotify, whether it be on Podbean, whether it be on our YouTube channel. Make sure you go to the Referral Network Facebook group. Go onto Facebook, search the Referral Network. We educate in there all the time in terms of how to grow your business by referrals, but we also bring our networks together across Australia, across the US, so that people can create opportunities with one another. So make sure you search the Referral Network. Till next time, guys, great being with you. Stay tuned. See you next week. You've been listening to Get More Referrals Today. Michael Griffiths, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Talk to you real soon.